Mediated Conversation on SAFM.
Good morning to you. Time for your Monday morning Mediated Conversation, 27 minutes now to 9 o'clock. Last week it emerged there was not enough water in Gauteng to keep supplying all of Joburg. In some cases there was lower water pressure as a result. This is a common problem in many places around the country. It's likely that wherever you live, you have this problem from time to time. There's simply not enough water, and so you don't get water or the proper water pressure when you turn on your taps. In the case of Joburg, people who live there get water from the entity Joburg Water. Joburg Water gets its water from Rand Water. Rand Water supplies water to many places in Gauteng and, in fact, in other provinces as well. They take water from the Vaal Dam River system. Just to get this out of the way, yesterday, when I last checked at around 3:30 in the afternoon, the Rand Water website said the Vaal Dam was at 87.3% full, Sterkfontein was 100.6%, Grootdraai was 79.1%, and Bloemhof Dam was 105.4% full. So then, where is the problem? What does it reveal about our water infrastructure? Is there a situation in the system that we need to change? That is your mediated conversation this morning. First, you'll hear from the managing director from Joburg Water. It's Intsiveni Mokwebo. Then you'll hear from Makhlamola Mehlo, the chief operations officer at Rand Water. And finally, Professor Mike Mullis, a visiting professor at the Wit School of Governance and technical director of the Water Institute of Southern Africa. He's also a former director general of Water Affairs. We start then with the managing director for Joburg Water, Intsiveni Mokwebo. Intsiveni, good morning, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Why have there been water supply problems in Joburg?
I'm sure you might have seen that towards the end of last month, I think it was the 26th, that there was communication from ourselves as well as communication from our bulk supplier, Rand Water, who indicated that the system was under pressure. And as a result of that, there was a 20% water restriction that was implemented so that the system can be able to recover. I think in the media statement, they've also indicated that the system was under pressure also as a result of the power failure that has happened at one of the plants. So currently, of course, we are still in the recovery period after that incident that was communicated then end of last month. And I must indicate that in the main, in Johannesburg, the larger part of Johannesburg has water. We're only still dealing with one area, which is Klipfontein View, which we are currently busy with our colleagues from Ekurhuleni to try and get back the system for that particular area.
Have you been getting less water than you normally get from Rand Water?
The issue is that this is a process. Whenever there are challenges like this, Stephen, it's a process that we all need to work together. Of course, when there's a 20% restriction, simply means that the volume that will come through will be slightly less. And we do this understanding that it needs to be done so that the system can be able to recover.
Okay, so you got 20% less water from Rand Water than you normally do?
Yes, currently in some of the meter.
Okay. Are people in Joburg using more water than they should be using?
The in terms of the usage for Johannesburg, we've been saying to the resident of Johannesburg, please let's get to a habit of using water correctly. If you look at the what we call the water that the resident of Joburg uses per capita per day, we are currently at about 280 liters per person per day, which is a lot. And then we've been really running the various education campaign, engaging with the residents of the city and around the issue that we need to bring a new culture of using water correctly. And of course, above that, we also have our own initiative where we are looking at the infrastructure so that we can be able to bring the losses down.
Okay. Are people in Joburg using more water than they did at the same time last year, or if the pandemic's a factor, the year before that?
No, not. If you look at our demand in the main, I mean, we've just finished the year 2021. If you look at the demand for 2021 for Johannesburg versus the demand for 2020, the demand has gone up by just over 1%. So in the main, still in the same level.
Okay, so if the demand this year is the same as last year, why was there a problem this year?
I think that's where I've started saving, where I indicated that the communication that we received, which it was also shared with the public by our bulk supplier on the 26th, indicated also that they had an issue of the power supply at their plant, which then affected the reservoir level. Remember, for the entire system to have water, you need to be maintaining your reservoir at a certain level. Once those reservoir goes down, of course, it affects the system.
Okay, I understand that, and I understand the knock-on effects of a power cut. But this seems to have been a very long knock-on effect from one power cut.
Stephen, I mean, if the reservoir levels are low, it really, their system, because of the size of this system that we are talking about, you know, for Johannesburg, and of course, even other municipalities in the Gauteng, what you find is that immediately if there's any disturbance, disturbances, it really takes time to really bring back the system back to its normal operating capacity, simply because of the size of the system.
Okay. You can predict how much water you'll need at certain times, and particularly at certain times of the year, right? You know what happened last year. You'll know if the population in Joburg has grown. You'll know how many customers you have. You can make that prediction. I mean, to a certain level of accuracy, you can make that prediction, right?
Yeah, of course. And these are the things that happen all the time as a way of predicting as to what the demand will be going forward.
Okay. So then what is your prediction for what's going to happen next? Are you expecting that over the summer period we're going to have problems like this again, or is it all up to Eskom?
What we are doing currently is to make sure that the area that are still having a challenge, we bring them back, we connect them to a different system, so that we can be able to supply them and people can be able to live normally. And of course, we don't really expect this to carry on, even going into the summer.
Okay, so you would expect that once this particular problem is sorted out, Rand Water will give you the same amount of water that they did last year to meet the same amount of demand as last year?
Yes, but I must also indicate that as part of our ongoing water conservation, water demand management, the issue of us engaging with the residents to say, please, let's reduce our water usage, that will carry on. Because at the end, we want to get to a situation whereby the demand for Johannesburg start going down as well. So we don't want to see the demand carrying on going up.
Sure. And how much water is being lost in the system, not by people who have leaky pipes in their homes, but I'm talking about your water infrastructure. Don't we lose a huge amount of water there?
Yes, if you look at our audited numbers for 2020 financial year, the non-revenue water for City of Johannesburg is sitting at 34%, and then the water losses is at about 20%. And there's a reason why I'm mentioning the two numbers. The issue for non-revenue water is a very unique situation in the main in Johannesburg, is that you have still what we call areas where people are charged flat rate, like Soweto, certain parts of Soweto, irrespective of the amount that they consume. Hence, we find that the non-revenue water will be higher. But if you are just looking at the pure losses, which is the water that we lose through the pipe, the water that we are losing either through theft of water and so on, we are looking at 20%.
Thank you very much indeed. Ntshweni Makwebo is the Managing Director for the Joburg Water. Starting off your mediated conversation this morning, you're with SFM, 18 minutes now to 9 the time. Well, let's pick up then with the Chief Operations Officer at Rand Water, who supplied Joburg Water, Makhlomolo Mehlo. Makhlomolo, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Stephen, and thanks for inviting me back.
I'm glad we're on first-name terms now. have you been supplying 20% less water than you would normally supply at this time of year to the city of Joburg?
That is correct, Stephen.
And why is that? What happened? What went wrong?
Well, as we have communicated, we need to recover the reservoir levels. So what we are putting into the system remains the same. But what goes out is slightly higher as result of the higher usage. So if what we put in is not equal to what goes out, the result is that the reservoirs will drop and will drop fast. So what we're doing now is we're trying to balance what we're putting into the system with what is going out. In fact, what is going out might be slightly less than what we're putting in, so that the difference can go straight into our reservoirs.
Sure. Okay. So is Joburg Water hasn't been taking more water from you than they normally would?
Yes, Stephen. I think that question really should be looked at in terms of the pattern. So we actually have looked at the patterns. And when you trend the water supply with respect to the consumption, you will see that over time, and my reference of time is 10 to 15 years, this consumption has been growing without a commensurate supply into the system. So you have a system that essentially we are feeding into the losses. And that's our message, that if we can stop the bleeding, if we can come up with ways of making sure that we reduce these losses, the system will cope just fine. I mean, you've just heard the figures from the MD, 280 liters per capita per day. We've made reference to 173 liters per capita per day on a global average. So that is, these figures are going to almost doubling if we are not careful.
Sure. But what I'm trying to get to is, we know the population of Joburg and we know the population of Gauteng is going to grow. It's certainly growing at the moment. It's growing for lots of very interesting reasons, but it is growing. So what you're saying is that what is happening now is not sustainable.
Absolutely, Stephen. And I'm glad you're raising the issue of a growing population. You would also be aware that this is not just an issue of a growing population. You've got an issue of a growing economic activity, your agricultural sectors, your mining sectors, and all of these sectors that consume water. Now, we have models where we model these growth patterns. And in terms of the water that we put in the system, there is more than enough to supply water for domestic use, to supply water for industries, and we can still have even a little bit spare capacity. So if you do just a quick calculation, Stephen, we're supplying on average 16 million people from rainwater. We're putting 4,380 million liters per day into the system. That is roughly 273 liters per person per day. Now, if you cut that back by 30% to allow for the usage of the other industries, you're still sitting with about 190 liters per person per day, which is still high.
Okay. So what in a way, I think the crux of this gets to perhaps this problem. So there's no shortage of water at the moment. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't save water anyway and we shouldn't change our habits. I'm completely with you. There's no shortage of water at the moment in the Vaal Dam River system for Gauteng and for the other people in the other provinces that use Rand Water Supply. But there's a problem in the middle between the water, and in this case Joburg Water, and the problem is that reservoirs that you manage. So is your infrastructure up to scratch? Do you need more money for investment in your infrastructure, perhaps? And I mean, obviously, if the population is going to grow, you would like to think, well, maybe we do need to have a lot more infrastructure to manage that. Is there a problem with your infrastructure now? Because you've got a shortage of water on the one side, and you've got enough water on the other. You've got enough water at supply and a shortage of water at the demand.
No. There is, we've got more than adequate infrastructure at the moment, Stephen. In fact, the infrastructure upgrades we're busy with at the moment, they are looking into the future. They are trying to keep up with the future demand, which is informed by the growth in population, which is also informed by the growth in economic activity. So the current infrastructure, as I just indicated to you, is able to produce and distribute those amounts of water. The issue here is, if we all are able to save on the wastages, if we are able to make sure that we balance what is coming into the system and what is used on the downstream side, we are able to ensure that we run healthy systems. And you'd recall, Stephen, I also mentioned the issue of the reason for the healthy systems is that we need to be able to attend to infrastructure failures as a result of a number of reasons, power outage being key amongst those. We also have areas that rely on these high reservoir levels. So there is no infrastructure issue from our side as far as we're concerned.
So once this particularly temporary problem, which has resulted to 20% less water for Joburg, once that problem is resolved, can you give us an assurance that these problems won't happen again if your infrastructure is as good as it should be?
Well, Stephen, as at this morning, because we are also monitoring the outcries, our communication channels are open 24/7 between ourselves and the metros and other customers. The complaints around areas that were affected has almost dropped to zero. There are still areas here and there that are still complaining. That is what was being stabilized. Going forward, once we recover these levels, and I think as the MD of Joburg Water has indicated, we can no longer go back to a situation where we are supplying water that is, some of it is going towards wastage. We are also equally looking at our own water conservation demand management, and we shall be starting to see that program kicking into the second gear. Of course, throughout all of this, we'll be engaging with our customers and sitting around the table looking at what initiatives can we work on jointly to ensure that we cap the wastage of water.
Okay, but I mean, we've been trying to save water in this country for about 100 years. I mean, you know, I don't know. And I mean, I remember in the city of Joburg, I can think of at least 10, 15 years ago when we already started talking about this problem. It is a big problem. We're not going to fix leaky pipes across all of Gauteng and the other surrounding provinces and Mpumalanga, the Free State, etc. That's not going to happen in a year. It's going to happen over a decade, maybe.
Well, and we appreciate that, Stephen. Really, we do. But numbers don't lie. We're looking at the numbers. You've just heard the numbers from Joburg Water themselves, 20%, 34% non-revenue water. If we continue then talking those numbers, clearly we are not winning this war. And we have to relook into these strategies to make sure that we start to see a decline, you know, in those numbers.
Machlamolo Mechlop, thanks very much indeed. Chief Operations Officer at Rand Water. In a moment, Professor Mike Muller on this situation. What is going on? 9:10 the time.
Mediated conversation on SAFM.
9:09 the time. Well, the situation around water, what does it tell us? What can we predict for the future? Professor Mike Muller, of course, been a former Director General of the National Water Affairs Department, also a visiting professor at the Wits School of Governance. Professor Muller, good morning.
Morning to you, Stephen, and to your listeners.
In this conversation, I feel slightly confused sometimes. What is going on?
Yes, it's difficult, isn't it? I think let's be brief about it. It's quite clear that Rand Water had some problems at the end of August. I've got a copy of the letter that they sent to the municipalities on the 26th of August, which said, we're invoking our emergency protocol with immediate effect. We're imposing a 20% restriction on a whole series of meters. So they had a problem. Now, we all have problems at times and we need to fix them, and they seem to fix this, and I'm delighted. But it isn't helpful to pretend that there wasn't a problem. And I have to say, I'm being sarcastic, I'm a bit worried that they don't want to tell us the truth, because Rand Water's very good salaries are augmented by very good bonuses if they provide excellent service, which means really reliable service. And I think the evidence is that they didn't do that. There was a problem at Sakerbosch pumping plant. They lost half a day's production. And the bad thing about water is that once you've lost production and you lose half a day's worth of supply in your system, you then have to put it back again. And that takes time. And I think what happened, they lost half a day's production. They had to put an awful lot back into the system and to restrict people while they did that. But they're not telling us the whole truth, which is a pity, because this incident helps to show us what we need to do in the longer term.
Well, it obviously means that there's a problem with infrastructure, and I keep coming back to this. There isn't at this stage, and I mean, there could well be, you know, in 6 months we could be back in a drought in the Gauteng area. But at this stage, the problem isn't a shortage of water. The demand hasn't changed, so it's got to be the link between the two.
Well, I'm sure that if, as I say, I was reading the Rand Water letter, which said we're invoking our emergency protocol. I think they had a power failure which has happened before at the same place, and that's worrying. They had a power failure which really reduced the supply to the region, and we spent a week catching up again. And I think that's become clear from both City of Joburg and Rand Water. So the question is, short term, how do we make sure that this doesn't happen again? Rand Water's people must focus on absolute reliability. You know, if this is even more important than Eskom. If one power station goes down, there are always a few more. If Rand Water goes down at its main stations, there aren't too many options. So we really do need real reliability, lots of backup, and we need to have straightforward answers when things happen. But then we need to look at the longer term. And I do think that the longer term issue of trying to keep consumption at constant levels with the population in Gauteng growing at 3% a year is really a big challenge. And that's what we need to be focusing on once we've got the system working reliably.
Do we need to encourage people to use less water or perhaps use punitive measures? And I mean, municipalities do that by charging more. But the other thing you can do, of course, is sort out the infrastructure. I mean, what was it, 34% of non-revenue water? In other words, that's water that's being wasted by infrastructure. And yet, fixing leaky pipes is not a simple thing when you've got so many of them around a province or around a part of the country, half the country maybe.
I think Joburg Water put it very clearly. We don't lose 34% to leaks. We lose 20% to leaks. And that's a bit difficult to avoid when your roads aren't well kept, if your the rest of your infrastructure isn't doing well, if you've got poor communities and you sometimes have infrastructure vandalism. You know, if we get it down to 15%, we'll be doing well. So I think that we will be facing 20% water losses for quite a long time. My concern is, what do we do about the fact that there's 3% more people? That's a Soweto every 3 years, Stephen. We have to supply a whole Soweto, but the amount of water that's going to be available isn't going to change between now and 2028. So yes, we're going to have to save, and individual users will have to save. But you see, we're not being told the story clearly enough. It's not just a matter of saving water. It's a matter of saying, this amount of water that we have at the moment is the same that we're going to have for 5 years, but there's going to be 3-4 million more people using it. Therefore, we have to share it more fairly and amongst more people, and that is the big challenge. But we're not talking in those terms yet, and that is a matter of concern, because as we experience it, a cut for half a day causes disruption for a week. And we can't afford to have Gauteng and the surrounding provinces disrupted regularly for a week because we fail to manage the security of our supply.
And this is when we have lots of water. I mean, it could easily be a situation, and it would be at about this time of year, before the summer rains come on the Highveld, it would be at this time of year that we're actually much more likely to have a lot less water than we do now. You're speaking when you talk about the fact that we're not going to have any increase in supply of water for some time in Gauteng. I presume you're talking about the second phase of the Lesotho Highlands Water Project. The chances of having a drought between then and now are pretty high.
They are pretty high, Stephen, and you know, we've recently confirmed, and I say this because I sometimes sit in the technical meetings which involve all sorts of stakeholders, if we keep our water use in Gauteng at Rand Water at current levels, we should be secure until the new supply comes in. If we increase by 3% a year because there's more people, we are putting ourselves at more and more risk. We're okay till 2022, 23. But come 2024, though, we'll be at risk of having an event like Cape Town where we really have to cut back dramatically. And, you know, I always warn that nature waits for you and isn't very kind. If you make yourself vulnerable, that's the time you have the drought. And we really do need to worry about that. And I think what I'm missing from the conversations, which were very straightforward, except not acknowledging the short-term problem, but it's distracting us from that big long-term discussion. What do we need to do over the next 5 years? And then how are we doing, and what could we do better to keep ourselves safe and water secure? That's the conversation that Joburg Water and Rand Water and all of our provincial politicians ought to be leading us into, but they seem to be a bit embarrassed about short-term failings and that's distracting us from what we really need to talk about.
Professor Mike Muller, thank you so much. Really do appreciate the time. Professor, a visiting professor at the Wits School of Governance, Technical Director of the Water Institute of Southern Africa as well. My thanks also to the Chief Operations Officer at Rand Water, Mahlomola Mehlo, and then the Managing Director for Joburg Water, Ntsebeni Makwebo, on your radio station as well. Well, plenty coming up in the next little while. Kathy, of course, will be coming in next. There's plenty to talk about. We do expect those decisions and announcements from the IEC, perhaps something from the president later in that ANC.